الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week of Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be greeting or greetings. Greetings, which is G-R-E-E-T-I-N-G, it is a polite word or sign of welcome or recognition. And it could be things such as hello, or that's like an informal greeting that you would give to someone, or you might say hi, or you might say hey to someone. These are all greetings. These are polite words or signs that you are welcome to a person or you recognize the individual. You might say good morning to the individual, or good afternoon, or good evening, or good night. Also, you know, nice to meet you, have a nice day, my pleasure to meet you, just all kinds of things you would say when you greet an individual. And, of course, those are things that you say in English, but, of course, in Arabic, you have different ways of saying things like marhaban and the like, or ila laqa, or you may say it in Spanish, you may say different things there, hola. And so I won't go through all the various languages because I don't know a whole bunch of languages. But the thing is that you have different ways of saying hello to an individual. I know when I lived in Spain for a little while, they would say quite often hola, a lot hola. No matter you knew the person, not knew the person, that you would say hola to the individual, like hello to the individual. And so I just want to mention some of the ways in which Islam or Muslims will greet another person and the importance of greeting another person. Greetings is very important to us, to acknowledge an individual. Some person may do the fist bump, bumping their fists together, or they may bump their fists and then open their hands up, something like that, or give what they call high fives, where your hands in the air, their hands in the air, and then you slap your palms together with the individual. You may shake hands with an individual. So all kinds of different ways that you can either verbally say hello to a person or greet a person, or you can say it physically, you greet a person. Some people might combine it. They may say hello and also hug the person. Or some places, they may kiss the person. Or kiss the person on their cheek maybe three times or something like that. So different ways that people greet another person. And we won't go through all of it because you look at your own tradition and how do you greet someone or the people in your community, in your culture, how you greet individuals. So under Islamic culture, these are some of the ways in which we greet individuals, and also these are some of the ways why we do greet an individual, and as a male or a female that we recognize, or as a Muslim. But the thing is, You have one saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You say you greet those you know and those you don't know. Sometimes we might walk past a person and just give our head lift. And we'll do anything else but like acknowledge them. You know, I see you, you see me, and we keep it moving. Unfortunately, you have sometimes people want to avoid greeting. And you all know what I'm talking about because maybe you've done this. You want to avoid greeting someone on the street, so you may look away. Or you may give them a small smile, something like that. Okay, fine. Or you may look away. I don't want to greet this person. I don't say anything to this person. And so you look away, look at the ground, look above you. Or you may look at your phone or something like that. Anything but greeting a person or smiling at the person. Islamically, one of the blessings that a person get, a sadaqah, a charity that a person can give, is a smile. The smiling at an individual is a form of a charity, a form of greeting, if you will. And so I might just smile at an individual. It means nothing. I'm not trying to say anything without verbalizing it to the individual, nor are they doing that to me. It's just our way of acknowledging each other and basically keep it moving, unless, of course, we want to talk to each other. So we stop and talk and have a conversation or whatever. But otherwise, we just go ahead and acknowledge, as I see you, you see me, and keep going. And so I just wanted to mention just those few things about in terms of greeting, and by having got into some of the Islamic things that we do in terms of greeting. And like I say a lot, that keep in mind that when I talk about various things in Islam, I'm only doing the tip of the iceberg, just a little bit of what Islam says about a particular thing. And no way am I going in depth about a particular topic, any topic that I'm talking about. I'm just basically scratching the surface on that topic, because the topic goes much deeper than how I'm presenting it to you all. And you always go to the near Masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, where the Muslims go and they pray and they worship, and that you can go there if you like, and you can find out more about any topic that I talk about any of my episodes. And you could go there and ask them about greeting. Tell me about Muslim greeting. Talk to administration there, the leadership there, or go to one of the classes and let them explain to you the greetings of Muslims. And so let me move on. And so one of the things we look at the Quran, which is you should have a copy of Quran, and you keep in mind, I tell you this all the time, make sure that you have your text. The only text that's required for this class is Quran. That's Q-U-R-A-N, Quran. You can buy them at the store. You can get them for free. Or you can even go online and go to Quran.com, and you can look at that while you're listening to this particular episode or class, and you'll be able to follow along. If I say, for example, we're going to go to chapter 4, verse 86. Again, chapter 4, verse 86. So you can go to Quran.com and go to that chapter and that verse and follow along with me in terms of the reading. Sometimes what I read in English, not exactly what it says in your English that you're reading. Now keep in mind that the Quran was revealed in Arabic, and that all we have are interpretations of what the Arabic says. It might be English interpretation, French interpretation, Urdu interpretation, Spanish interpretation, but these are interpretations of the Quran. But to really understand the Quran and the gist and the main message of the Quran and the essence, the important message of the Quran is to learn the language, which is Arabic, and you really get the essence of what the Quran is saying. So let me move on. Again, you all should be on chapter 4, verse 86. And it says, and when you are greeted, respond with a better greeting or at least similar. Surely Allah is a vigilant reckoner of all things. And so let me kind of explain that to you. And that is when you're talking about when you're talking about greeting equal, similar to or better than, like with the Muslims, when we greet, we say assalamu alaikum, and that basically means may peace be upon you. And then the person say wa alaikum salam, wa meaning and you saying may peace be upon you. I may say to the person assalamu alaikum, and they may say to me wa alaikum salam or rahmatullah. And so they may say may the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon you, or something like that. They give it to me, equal to what I said. I said assalamu alaikum, and they say wa alaikum salam, peace be upon you, and they're saying to me, and peace be upon you. Or I can give them even more than that. I can't get them less than that. I can give them equal to, similar to, or more than what they gave to me. And they said, assalamu alaikum, or rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, which basically is the longest one. And you say, may peace, and also you say the rahmah, the mercy, and you say the blessing of Allah be upon you. I can't just say wa alaykum salam or rahmatullah. I can't. That's less than what they gave to me. So I have to be either equal to or greater than what they gave to me. So when you hear Muslims say assalamu alaykum and the other ones say wa alaykum salam, they're just giving each other the greetings. They want peace to be upon an individual, and also the individual they want peace to be upon. They also want peace to be upon the initial person. They want the same thing to you. And so that's what we're saying in those particular special signs that we're giving to each other or anything like that, anything negative or anti-others. No, we're just saying to our Muslim brother or our Muslim sisters, May peace be upon you, may the mercy of Allah be upon you, and the blessing of Allah be upon you. And they saying basically the same thing to us. And nothing they could do greater, but they can't do less than that. So that's what we're doing to each other. So when you hear Muslims say assalamu alaikum, then you know, oh, that guy is saying, or that woman is saying, may peace be upon you. That's a beautiful thing to say to a person. Instead of just hello, hi, how you doing, you want peace upon that individual. And then you may want more than peace. You may want the mercy of Allah to be upon that individual, meaning the peace and the mercy of Allah to be upon an individual. And you also may want the peace and the mercy and the blessings of Allah to be upon an individual. So you may say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that you may say to the individual. So make you surprise some of your Muslim friends and say, I know what you're saying. I learned it in class. And yes, they're saying, assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you. And then they're saying afterwards the same thing, may peace be upon you. And it's a beautiful thing, exchange. I could do it with Muslims that I know and Muslims that I don't know, and that's what I want for that individual. May peace be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. And may the blessing of Allah be upon you. And they want the same thing for me. So that's how we greet one another. Another beautiful thing about the greeting in Islam is said by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, Al-Bara, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, two Muslims will not meet and shake hands without having their sins forgiven by Allah before they depart. In other words, I meet my Muslim brother, and I reach out and shake his hand and say to him, and we use right hands, of course, and we say to him, Assalamu alaikum, and he says to me, Wa alaikum salam, and it says two Muslims will not meet and shake hands without having their sins forgiven by Allah before they depart. So for the most part, these are my words, you're shaking off sins that you may have just merely by shaking your brother or women's or sisters shaking each other's hands. Allah does not, he forgive their sins. The sins are forgiven by Allah before the two of them depart. So you want sins to erase? So I shake a Muslim brother's hand, he shakes my hand, and Allah forgives some of our sins that we have committed. Either sins we know about or sins we don't know about, sins we forgot, and sins that we remembered. The large sins and the small sins. That sit people seeing those big things we've done or the little sins that we've done. We're talking about all those sins that we committed, and Allah forgive us. And all we're doing is merely shaking hands to one another, or with one another. And also, I mentioned you all before in former classes, is that if our sins were as high as the sky, Allah forgive. As large as mountains, Allah forgive. Foams on the ocean, Allah forgive, except for shirk, meaning committing shirk, which is associating partners with Allah, being a mushrik. That's an individual who commits shirk, again, associating partner with Allah. Unless you ask forgiveness and you stop doing it, Allah will not forget you. There's no partners with Allah. And Muslims, we don't do that. No human being or no creation of Allah that we partner in Allah in his oneness. Allah sits alone on the throne of authority, but that's a whole nother class what I covered before in one of our previous classes. So you can go back to one of those classes and listen to that episode for yourself, or go to the neighborhood, a place of worship of the Muslims, and ask the people there and ask the leadership there, tell me about the oneness of Allah. Tell me about Tawheed, meaning T-A-W-H-I-D. Sometimes it's spelled H-E-E-D. And so ask them about that. Tell me about the oneness of Allah. I want to understand this Allah sitting alone on the throne of authority. And so I just want to mention this to my astute students on these things, to learn more about this very, very simple and easy faith. Nothing complicated about it. People put complicated things into it, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Islam at all. Some cultural things people bring in, and then they may mix it up and think it's Islam, but it's not part of Islam. Or things that people do, and they think automatically they see that people do that are Muslim or a particular culture, whatever, and they say that's Islam. And no, it may not be Islam at all. A person has misunderstanding about it, or they do it and don't do things correctly. And so I just want you ought to understand. Pretty much what everything in Islam is written. You can read it for yourself about the do's and the don'ts about Islam, about what Islam is and what Islam is not. And that's what this program is all about, explaining this thing called Islam and what it is and also what it is not. So let me move on. Next we have Anas, the son of Ibn Malik, or son of Malik. May Allah be pleased with him, and reported. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said to me, Dear son, when you enter your house, say, Assalamu alaikum, to your family, for it will be a blessing both to you and to your family. So we are encouraged as Muslims, when we enter our house, we say, Assalamu alaikum, to those people who are present in our house, and it'll be a blessing to us, to me as an individual, and also to my family. And some say that when you say assalamu alaikum when you enter the house, then Any angels that are in the house, you greeting them. It may not be something you can physically see with your eyes, but you're greeting them, assalamu, assalamu alaikum. And certain things when you go into the house, we say, and then certain things when we go out of the house, that we say, and basically ask for the protection from Allah as we go about our day. And so, but I believe I covered that in a previous episode, but I want you all to understand the whole thing surrounding was under the umbrella of greeting when it comes to the Muslim. And I want to mention Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. And he said that the Messenger of Allah said, when one of you meets his brother in faith, he should greet him. Then, if a tree or a wall or a stone intervenes between them, and then he meets him again, he should greet him. This one is pretty simple. Basically, I greet my brother. Assalamu alaikum. He said, wa alaikum salam. And we're still walking together with each other, and something comes between us, like a tree or a wall or a stone come between us. And so, according to what it's saying here, and that we would greet each other, we would greet each other again by saying, assalamu alaikum. It doesn't hurt. It's a beautiful thing to say. You want peace upon your brother or upon your sisters, and it's okay to do, and a welcome thing to do. I want to mention something else, and I probably mentioned this particular thing twice, and that is, it was mentioned that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, it was asked of him, O Messenger of Allah, when two persons meet, who should greet the other first? The Messenger of Allah said, the person nearest to Allah, meaning one who is more obedient and therefore closer to Allah, will say assalamu alaikum first. So please keep this in mind. Try to be that first person to say assalamu alaikum. That would make that person in that realm of being amongst the best. And they say, when two people meet, who should say the greetings first? And it should be, of course, that the one that should be the one is like basically more obedient, because to Allah would say, assalamu alaikum. And for example, if I'm upset with someone, we have an issue or argument, whatever, and I can't go too many days without speaking to my Muslim brother or Muslim sister. Anything over those 3 days, I'm wrong. And the thing, beautiful thing about it is that the one that goes to the other one and basically speaks to the other one first is the better person. In other words, I don't get like this. I'm upset with my brother. He's upset with me. When we see each other, we turn our face away from the other person, so we don't have to, as if the person doesn't exist, or we don't have to speak to that individual or say anything to the individual, so that I'm upset with him or upset with her. But if from the Islamic standpoint, it's the one that greets the other first is the better person. Myself and my brother, we are our sister, whomever. We are not getting along very well for the moment. We are not happy with each other over something. And then I greet the individual first. Because I can't go 3 days without greeting or saying something to my brother or to my sister. So I greet them. That would make me the better person, that I greet them first. Get past Shaitan, because Shaitan is going to try you to make you not speak to that individual. That's what Shaitan is happy when two people are not speaking to each other or with each other. Shaitan is at the happiest. And so the thing is, It'll build up from your small thing you were mad at each other over, and then that'll go to a bigger thing and a bigger thing and a bigger thing. And next thing you know, you are at each other's throat. You want to hurt or kill the other person. It's obviously we're not even supposed to take a sharp weapon and point it towards the individual, because we may accidentally hurt the individual or kill the individual. This is something we are not supposed to do, point a weapon towards an individual or some sharp object to the individual. Scissors or whatever, it's not funny. Or wave it towards the ha-ha-ha-ha. That's not funny at all. It may accidentally slip and impel the person and end up making and hurting that individual. So you don't want to even play like that. And again, when you're upset with a person upset with you, then you be the first to say something to the individual or to greet the individual or give salam to the individual. Assalamu alaikum and wa alaikum salam. And so what really is supposed to happen, which I'm going to go into, which is the next saying by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he said that a rider should greet a pedestrian, and a pedestrian should greet one who is sitting, and a small group should greet the large group. That's how things are made. I'm riding, and so I should greet the person on the street, and then the person on the street should, and I'm walking, then someone's sitting, I greet the person who is sitting. Or I'm in a small group, and the small group they would greet the larger group. That's sort of the priority, if you will, of greeting from the Muslim standpoint. The rider will greet the person who is walking. The person who is walking greet the person who is sitting. The small group will also greet the person, the larger group. And some say that the younger people will greet the older people. This is all from within our faith, and Allah knows best. We have an order how things are supposed to do, done, and should be done by the individual, which is showing respect towards that individual, and making sure you don't just walk past that person and don't say anything to that individual, or don't greet that individual in a proper way. It is something that we owe to individual. They give salams to me, I have to give back salams to them. And if I'm the younger, I greet the older. If I'm the smaller group, I greet the larger group. If I'm the one that walking, I greet the ones that sitting. If I'm in a car or riding a horse, something like that, then I would greet the one who is walking. That's the basic criteria for greeting an individual. And I want to also mention those who are nearest to Allah. They are who first give the salams or salutations. So be the first to say assalamu alaikum for those who are my Muslim students. Be the first to say assalamu alaikum, and then you return their salams, wa alaikum salam. And so my students, there may even be some Muslims that don't know what assalamu alaikum means. And so you can tell them, this is what you learn in class. This is what you learn from your from Imam Amin in class. And you may surprise them. And they may say to you, I didn't know that. I just say assalamu alaikum. Someone says wa alaikum salam to me. Someone says assalamu alaikum to me. I say wa alaikum salam to them. And so that, but they may not know the definition of that translation. And so you can tell them. You all can go and you can teach people what you learn from this class, and you tell them not to show off or say, I know more than you, anything like that. Or to hit their sword with your sword, their word sword, or their knowledge sword with yours. That's not it. You just saying, you know, guess what I learned in class today? Assalamu, assalamu alaikum, which means this, and wa alaikum salam, which means that. And you're not showing off. You just you may be happy about what you learned, and Allah knows best. And so, my beautiful students, it's time for me to stop. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.